Another key factor to success, for employment success, for individuals who use AAC was strong social networks. And this plays out in a couple of different ways. First, individuals who use AAC need to work to establish and maintain strong ties with family, close friends, people that know them well. These can be important leads in pursuing employment. As important as the strong ties, though, are weak ties. So the extent to which an individual who uses AAC is known by and known to, maybe people that aren't quite as close, but people who might be helpful in helping that individual find a job. So to the extent that an individual who uses AAC has gone to school with other students without disabilities, in a sense that other class could be identified as people that have, in a sense, weak ties to the individual who use AAC. They're familiar with him, they're aware, they could be made aware that he's looking for a job. They may have an important role to play in helping that person find employment. The reason that it's important to think about social networks is when we look at those individuals who use AAC and who are employed, it becomes clear that pull can be as important as push. And what I mean by that is, to the extent that an employer is actively looking to recruit and hire a particular individual who uses AAC, that can have a far more positive effect, or a very positive effect, on employment outcomes. And that can be just as important as push, in a sense. Push here being the idea of how much the individual with AAC wants the job. So I guess what I'm arguing for here is sort of a balanced approach. While at the same time, push is very important, so it's very important that the individual who uses AAC, you know, really wants a job and is looking to find a job, pull can also be important as well. So trying to think of situations where employers may have an active interest in hiring an individual who uses AAC, or an employer might have some special benefit that could be obtained by hiring an individual who uses AAC, and we'll talk about some of those areas in just a few minutes.